Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, and creating relationship dynamics that truly align for you. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past. So if any of these topics sound interesting to you and you'd love to get some coaching from me, check out the link in the show notes or the link in my bio for more information on coaching with Jen. Today, we are going to talk all about how to do hot wax play. So I guess let me set the stage. So back in February of this year, I went to a party and the theme was 50 Shades of Grey. So there was all kinds of amazing BDSM kinky stuff happening in the room. And there were these little stations set up where someone might be flogging another person. Someone might be showing you how to do boot shoe shining and how that's a submissive activity. And in the corner of the room, one group of people, were doing hot wax play. And it was the first time that I've ever witnessed hot wax play. It was so incredibly sensual and sexy. And it was interesting to watch the person on the table get into a deep meditative state. And then the two to three people that were pouring the wax, they were also very meditative and very in the zone. They had no idea that we were all watching them. They were just in their own space. And at the end, one of the people that was pouring the wax took out a knife and started doing wax removal. Now, I am not going to recommend that you use a knife unless you are very, very comfortable with using one. I don't use one, and I will show you what we did use. I would recommend something plastic with a very dull edge. We don't want to cut anybody in this process, okay? But hot wax to your body, how does it feel? Well, one thing I should add is there's multiple different kinds of wax. So let's get into what to buy. Okay, so what do you want to buy? You want to buy wax. You want to buy some ceramic or like pottery, safe, you know, for very hot things, pourable containers to make your wax. By the way, I'm recommending that you make your own hot wax pourable candles because it's really hard to find this out on the internet where it's just soy. So let's talk about the different kinds of wax real quick and I'll go into what else you should buy. But there's paraffin wax, which burns really, really hot. There's different blends of wax, and then there's soy. Soy burns the coolest, and it's definitely the one that you want to be using on your partner if you don't want to hurt them. Now, some of the blended candles do have some paraffin and some soy and some other types of mixed wax inside of it, and it does burn hotter. Now, when it hits your skin, it gives it a zing, almost like a bee sting, like you would feel almost like with a paddle, where it's a quick sting, and then it dissipates. Having intense heat on your body is, to me, already enough. So again, if you look at the erotic blueprints, I'm sexual and sensual, followed by energetic, meaning I want things to be done in a sensual way and not to be, I don't like stingy, I don't like scary, I don't like overly hot. That's just me. You might like it. So we can talk about that as we move forward with maybe how you would add in a hotter candle. But for today, right this moment, I want to tell you to just go buy some soy. You can buy this on Amazon. I want to say it was like 10 bucks for this humongous pack that I have featured here. And then you want to buy some wicks. We're currently playing around with which wicks are the best. I feel like cotton seems to burn pretty quickly. So we're having some issues on our end. We've made some larger candles just for the house, and these wicks burn so fast that it doesn't give a chance for the soy around it, the candle, to you know, get melty. So what you have if you make a big candle is just a big hole in the middle that has burned quickly. Now, what I found when we did the smaller ceramic candles like you see here, it burned fine. In fact, you want something a little smaller because then you can kind of take the cup and move it around so that the flame burns the sides off and you can control your wax flow better. And the last thing that I really liked is using clothespins. So my kids were little, they used to use cloth diapers, and so I would hang their cloth diapers out. So I have like a shit ton of clothespins just from when they were little, and I've just kept them. And I do have a line outside of my house, and sometimes I like to put things on the line. We have a hot tub, we have a community pool, so a lot of times we have wet swimsuits that we don't want to wash every single time we use them, or wet towels. So I just, anyway, have a clothesline, which is why I have clothespins. You probably don't have clothespins in your house. They're super cheap. You can buy them at Walmart over in the home section that would have like laundry baskets, probably dryer balls, that sort of thing is going to have clothespins, and they're, again, super cheap. Or you can grab them off of Amazon. So these are the things that you're going to need. Some alternative additional things you may want to purchase are crayons. Now, crayons does have paraffin in it. So if you put too much crayon in, it's going to make your candle a lot hotter. But what we did, because we want to do wax play as art, so it's art and it's sensual and then it feels good on your body, but it's also really fun for the person applying it because you get to be artistic. We would just take, I went to my kids' art. They have like a couple drawers that have art shit in it. And I just went and stole their crayons. And I would take a crayon, I would peel the outside off of it and then just snap it in half. And I'd put a half of a crayon in each one of these ceramic containers. And then we would warm up the wax and we would pour the wax over it and then just give it a good stir. And also additional thing, if you are, again, highly sensual and you want scent, go get your favorite essential oils or purchase a few of them from the store. You want to make sure whatever essential oils you buy are safe to be on your body. I also like to make sure that they're safe in your body because then they're extra, extra safe. So I have a ton of like doTERRA oil at my house that you can ingest. So just be careful what kind of oils you buy. If you have a Whole Foods or a natural food store around you, you might want to go check out there. So keep in mind that anything that you put in this wax, it's going to go on your body, and your body is the biggest organ that you have that takes in chemicals, which is why this wax is organic. So just make sure that whatever you're putting in or on your body is safe. One thing about the food, the coloring of the wax, we quickly found out that liquid food coloring does not work. There's something about the chemical components. I'm not a scientist, but it does not match and mix into the hot wax, which is why we had to break down a crayon. And crayons are non-toxic, by the way. You can actually eat them. Not that you want to, but if your kid ate one, they're not going to die. Okay, so this video is just showing you how we took one of those, it's like a ceramic coffee or water boiler teapot thing that you can buy like at Walmart or on the internet for camping. And we put it on our stove and put a pot underneath it. This also allowed us to take the little ceramic cups and put them around the little coffee pot and kind of melt everything together. This is how we did it. You guys don't have to do it this way, but you are going to have to melt the wax in some kind of a container. As we went on and moved forward with this, Scott did end up using some of our mason jars. And what he did with that is he would put some water around it. So think like mason jars are designed for canning and they're designed for being on a hot stove. And so just be careful about your temperature. And again, think like a scientist. You don't want to shatter all of the glass in a mason jar. So we put a little bit of liquid water in the bottom of our pot and put our mason jar inside of it and use that for the wax. Be very, very careful. Obviously, everything is extremely hot. And so you want to make sure that you've got some handy little pot holders and stuff like that for moving these on and off. So this is just what we did with the hot wax. And we took the clear wax beads and put them into the ceramic container. And then we took our little half crayon. As you can see, there's some pink inside of that little ceramic pour spout cup. And then we mixed them together and added our essential oils from there. And that's how we created the candles. From there, we stuck the wick in, and then we took our little clothespins, and I put one on either side just to balance it out and clipped them onto the wick so that the wick was in the very middle. It took about, 2 to 3 hours maybe for these candles to completely set. So we just did a candle making night and just kind of like had a little party and had a friend or two come over. We made our candles and then just let them sit overnight. And then the following night is when we did our wax play. So I have this teal blue colored tray that we bought at Hobby Lobby that I usually have all my sex toys on. And it's just an easy tray that I keep at on a really high, like set of dresser drawers in our bedroom so the kids don't have a good peek at it. And so for that night, I just took everything and put it in some drawers and cleared out my little tray and then put everything that we need so that it was all together. So you'll see the cluster in the middle of the soy candles that we made. On the left-hand side, you'll see a little candle. This is just a hot wax massage candle that you can buy at any kind of sex toys shop. And it gives you actual massage oil instead of candle wax. And it's one of my favorite ones to use. It's a hemp item. And I had a little bit left, so I was thinking, you know, as you start to prepare your person, which I'll talk about. Actually, let's just do that now. As you start to prepare your person to have hot wax put on them, you don't want to just jump right in and throw the hot wax on them. You want to prepare them. So you're going to see a few things on this tray. Let's just call those out now. The first one in the upper left-hand corner is a jar of massage oil that I like to use on Scott. It smells like chamomile and lavender, and it's just really yummy, and it's kind of thick, and it provides just a really nice base of oil that was so easy to get the candle wax off the skin. I will put a link to all of this, and I'll do like a little downloadable for you guys. Most of this you can buy on Amazon. A couple of these you can't, but it's my favorite oil to put on. You can also use coconut oil. Coconut oil is super cheap, easy, effective. You probably already even have it up in your pantry with all your other oils. We use coconut oil for sex as well and for lube. Anytime my vagina feels like it might be a little dry, I just throw a little coconut oil on it. Like, it is freaking amazing. We go to Sam's Club and buy the huge bulk one of organic coconut oil, and it's like less than 10 bucks. It's huge, and it dissolves like really fast in your fingers and makes this really delicious lube. It also makes a great base layer for wax. So highly recommend coconut oil. Okay, the next thing that you see at the very tippy top is just a spatula, like what you'd use to flip cookies. You probably already have a plastic spatula. Now, if you're into temperature play, you could use a metal spatula. That'd feel really yummy and also be very safe for the skin. I just use my plastic one because Scott hates to be cold, and he's the one that we first did the wax on. So he hates temperature play with cold stuff. So I stay away from stainless steel for him. And that's why you see plastic. On the lower right-hand side of the picture, that's actually a cake spatula. I just got this from my local cake shop. We buy cakes from there every year for the kids, or I have for other partners. And so I have a bunch of these at the house. So like a plastic cake spatula is fantastic. This was great getting in between like little grooves and crevices. So at one point, Scott decided it was a great idea once we had our girlfriend on the table to put wax down in between her butt crack and the backs of her arms. I would like to recommend that you stay away from cracks, like nooks and crannies, especially if there's any hair. It really hurts to get wax off of hair. And so I don't recommend it, and it's difficult to get off, but she loved it and she's pretty hairless, so it was really easy. But the cake spatula was great for that. I have two long lighters. Those are really great. You want to have at least one for each person that's going to be applying the wax, because your candles do frequently go out. This image here is, I had just lit the candles, and so they're nice and beautiful looking. But after, you know, 5 minutes or so of these being lit, they tend to go out because the wax burns quickly, but at a low temperature. And so they start to cover the wick, and then the wick goes out. The other thing that I have on here is a set, just our eye masks. This is our favorite eye mask. It has, I don't know, maybe an inch or half an inch of space between your face and where you can literally open your eyes with this eye mask. So it's great if you have lashes and you want to protect your lashes, which I do. And so I had it just in case Scott decided he wanted to flip upwards. Again, a note and caution about body hair. Scott and our girlfriend and I are all pretty, like, we don't have a lot of hair on our body. I want to say pretty hairless, but we just don't have a lot of body hair. If you have a partner that you're going to apply this to that has a lot of body hair, I would pick a part of their body that doesn't have a lot of hair, or even consider maybe even shaving that area. Like if you're going to do their back and they have a ton of back hair, I would not put wax on back hair. That would be very painful. So instead, what you can do is just shave the area with a razor beforehand, maybe even a day or so before, just so that you don't have that fresh open skin, and then let it calm down and then apply your wax. Imagine, guys and girls, if you wax at all, like your body, like this is not at all that extreme, but you are going to be pulling wax off of your body. So, go to places that don't have hair. Okay. I think that's it for here. And then I'm going to show you a few pictures of what the wax looks like once you drip it. Okay. So here's Scott. You can see how I've positioned him. I have a massage table at home. It just lives in our living room. We have a pretty big living room. And so I just keep it in front of the fireplace. Most people don't even recognize that it's there most of the time. I leave it up and everything because we use this sucker at least once a week. And so I used our massage table. You can see he's in a face cradle. He is face down. So he's on his belly. And you can see that I'm standing there. I am fully clothed because I knew that we were going to be doing video and pictures. But normally I would be wearing something skimpy like a bodysuit or some kind of lingerie. And I would probably use a lot of my body to prepare him before the wax. So let's talk about that. When you get your person on the massage table, you want to warm them up. So think about sensual play and how you want to start. We always start with oil and a nice massage. We start to bring the blood to the surface of the body by moving our hands around their body. I usually start with kind of a light pressure, and then I'll move to a deeper pressure. I like to use my fingernails, and I know Scott really loves that scratchy feel. So I've also at this point already done lots of like scratching on his body and bringing more blood to the surface. Our girlfriend also did some light tapping along his back to vasodilate in the back and really bring alive his senses. You could take a lot more time than we did for this particular one, and you could bring in your sensual toys. And before you put oil on the body, you could bring out super sweet, like if you have like a soft cat tail kind of thing to drag over the body with fur would feel really nice. We have our meat claws because, again, Scott really likes the scratchy feel and so do I. So I might run the meat claw up and down his body and bring some really yummy scratchy feels in there. I have a wooden spoon that feels really nice on your body. You could even use it for some light impact or just drag it across. So start to bring in some sensualness. You could do that before you apply the oil. Once you put oil on, I'd be really careful about what you're doing with your toys. Oil can break down a lot of toys or just make it smushy and gross. So think like if you have a feather that you're playing with, you don't want to put a feather on oil. It's just going to mat your feather and ruin it. So, okay. So here at this point, before we started to apply wax, we had him thoroughly covered in oil, especially anywhere that we were going to apply the wax, because you want to have a nice base to help get that wax off. You don't want it to peel skin away. You just want it to kind of sit on top of the wax. So what is enough wax? Kind of like lube. You think you have enough, apply a little bit more. You want it to be super slick. Now, I knew I wanted to apply some to Scott's bottom, the upper part of his butt. You can see I stopped about halfway down, and he also was always like, do not get any in my hair, which I understand. I don't want it in my hair either. So I stopped at the top of his back, and that was my play area. We also could have done his arms, especially the back of his arms. Again, he's not hairy on his arms. We did apply arms and did some legs and definitely did the butt for stuff. So I'll show you that picture in a minute. But you just take your candles. The first thing that you want to do is you want to test on your arm, your own arm. You know, especially women, when you're testing a bottle on your arm to see if it's too hot for your baby, it's the same concept. And this time you play with the depth of the candle to the surface of where you're going to put it. In other words, height, I guess is a better word. So the higher that you're dripping the candle, the cooler the wax will be once it hits the bottom. And if you want it to be hotter, then you just take your candle and you drip your wax closer to the body. So I always start around, if I'm standing and my person's on a massage table in front of me, they may be 2 feet lower than if I were to take my candle and hover it over my forehead, like in front of my face, around where my forehead is. I probably have about 2 feet worth of space. So I take my candle and I pour a little bit of wax on my arm, which I have right above their body, to say, okay, is this something that feels good on my inner arm? Is this too hot or too cold or whatever for my person? And that's where I start. So at this point, when we had our candles warmed up, they were perfect temperature. They were almost even a little too cold when I started from the top. So I knew I could get lower and that sort of thing. So once you're ready to start, you tell your partner, your person that you're applying the wax to, okay, are you ready to begin? And they'll say yes or no. And start in an area that's not going to be super sensitive. Think upper shoulders. Upper shoulders, upper back feels really yummy. So start there. And they'll say, oh, that feels great. Then you're off. So you start from the top and kind of make your way down towards more sensitive areas like lower back or your bottom. Those are going to be sensitive spots. And then start playing with colors. The person that taught us this, he made a cherry blossom on like a whole tree, cherry tree blossom tree on the back of someone's spine and back. It was beautiful. Get as crazy as you want. Our girlfriend and I are a little bit more artistic and we love color and we love just flow. And so we made this. So I'm going to show you a picture of us and what we did on her back. I'm going to show you the final version of what we did with Scott on his back. And I think I have a video as well of us scraping and removing so you can see that. All right. So here's a video of me removing the wax. This is where you start to learn to play with how hard you're pushing, angles, and how much of that wax you can scoop off at one time. So what you can't see is I have a paper towel in my other hand, and as I'm removing that wax, I'm just putting it into a paper towel. This removal process can take, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And this is a really yummy experience for the person that has the wax on them. So you want to go slow. You want to do it in a sensual way. At this point, your person's probably going to be really kind of zenned out and in a meditative state. They might even feel out of their body. So this is a sweet, loving thing to do for them. Keep a roll of paper towels by you because you're going to want to use those paper towels once you get all these little bits of wax off to then wipe off the rest of, you're going to get, see some smears of wax you'll need to get off. You'll want to get the rest of the oil off. Paper towel and or just a regular hand towel as well, especially if you want to use that for texture and removal. So I use this as our aftercare experience. We're wrapping it up. We're gently wiping off your body. We're wiping the oil off of your body. You could even do a little bit more massage with your hands or do some light scratches or light touches. And then you can decide what to do from here. Does this move into a space where you just kind of hold each other, snuggle and watch a show, or it can move into sex, which is, of course, my favorite piece. We also, when we do stuff like this, we like to give more than one person an opportunity to be on the table unless it's pre-negotiated that we're only loving on one person that night. So for this particular night, as you can see, because you already saw our girlfriend's back, I asked Scott, you know, hey, are you available to get up and do this with me for her? And so we did. And we then repeated this process on her. And then when we were finished, we all were super turned on and moved into the bedroom. So I hope that this has been helpful. And I hope that you also make your own candles and create your own practice around doing hot wax play on your partner. This is something that I feel like it's a little bit edgy, but not too edgy. It's not too scary. Yes, it involves fire, but I mean, come on, it's soy. It's soy wax and it burns at a very low temperature. So it's very much like hot stone massage, except it's messier. But the cleanup part is one of the best parts of it.
Thank you for listening to the Open Bedroom Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, go ahead and give us a like and click subscribe below and stay up to date on all the new episodes that we release. If you have a topic that you'd really like more information on, leave us a comment below and we'll see what we can do. Feel free to share this podcast with all of your friends and especially your partners. This is a great way to open up some amazing conversations. We'll see you next week.